heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney disease, etc. In those cases, you might consider asking your doctor about how much in the way of treats you're allowed. Ask him or her if it's okay to cheat on your medical diet to help you stick to a weight loss program long term. After all, the benefits from your weight loss may more than overshadow any negative consequences from a temporary departure from your ideal diet. Don't worry. If you are not allowed to deviate from your ideal diet, you can still benefit from this plan. You can learn how to avoid eating for the wrong reasons, and you can adopt a healthier attitude about food and exercise. The 7-Day Challenge, as though it's a challenge. Your first commitment to this plan need be for only 7 days. The number 7 is significant. In the Bible, it appears numerous times and is considered to be the number of completion. What am I asking you to complete in your first week? Your main assignment will be to finish listening to the Eden Diet in its entirety. Whether or not you complete it will be a litmus test. Are you really as committed to losing weight as you say you are? Some people just want to think and read about losing weight without actually doing it. They read diet books for entertainment. I suppose it makes them feel less guilty, as though they're actually doing something productive to rectify their problem. But the truth is, you must accompany thinking with positive action if you want to succeed. The Apostle James wrote, "Faith without deeds is useless." James 2, verse 20. Are you ready to accompany your faith with deeds? Are you ready to join with me wholeheartedly? It's time to decide. Don't worry. If you go with me, it will be easy. It will be so easy, in fact, that you won't want to stop. You will lose weight so effortlessly and feel so joyous that you will wonder how on earth you ever made it through the first week on other diets. The 7-Day Challenge. 1. Listen to the Eden Diet. 2. Wait until you feel actual hunger pangs before you eat. 3. Eat small portions of normal food, just barely enough to take away your hunger. 4. When you are tempted to eat when you're not hungry, turn to God and pray. During the first week, your main assignment, besides listening to the book, is to wait until you feel actual hunger pangs, when your stomach is completely empty, before you eat. You also have to eat small portions of normal food, whether it's grilled chicken or French fries or chocolate cake.